Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
It feels that we're desperate to be home and to feel the support of our fans. And yes, it's been a difficult period because the amount of away games, so I can only imagine the demands on the fans. And they've been phenomenal to see them at Anfield, then to see them in Russia, and then at Old Trafford. Obviously, it developed a feeling that we can't wait to go to Goodison and all share the emotions and all help each other, because we know that we need to get positive results. We need to get the results that the performances deserve. And when we got our fans behind us, we are at our very best. But remember that after this home fixture, we got another demanding period with more away games. So I think it's the nature of this season. And as a football club, we need to have that big team mentality of being able to cope with whatever is thrown at us. And so far, it's been really enjoyable in those seven games.
A welcome return to Premier League football and a welcome return to Goodison Park. It's been almost a month since Everton's last fixture here. And today, the Blues are aiming to pick up their first home league win of the season against a Villa side who've already won on Merseyside in this campaign. However, Paul Lambert has never got the better of a side managed by Roberto Martinez in the Premier League in six previous attempts. Teams come out to a great welcome at Goodison Park. Yes, the Premier League is very much back this weekend. Everton against Aston Villa, the most played fixture in the history of English football. This is meeting number 199 in the league. Everton having won 73 and Aston Villa 72. Yes, it's that tight. Teams today show a number of changes. Everton making five from the one that lost at Manchester United. Hibbert, Stones, Besic, McGeady and Pienaar making way for Coleman, Alcaraz, McCarthy, Osman and Barkley. Ross Barkley starting for the first time this season and maybe having recovered a little sooner than many expected. So the full Everton 11, Tim Howard in goal, Seamus Coleman back at right back, Phil Jagielka, the captain, is partnered by Antolin Alcaraz for the first time this season, Leighton Baines at left back, James McCarthy and Gareth Barry in front of them, Stephen Naismith, Ross Barkley and Leon Osman, with Romelu Lukaku leading the Everton attack. On the bench, Hibbert, Gibson, Eto, McGeady, Besic, Pienaar and Robles. Aston Villa have made changes themselves from their 2-0 home defeat against Manchester City. Senderos and Delph are both out injured. Andreas Fyman drops to the bench. Ron Vlahar returns from his calf injury. Gabby Agbonlahor is back as well. And Christian Benteke makes his first start of the campaign. Brad Guzan in goal, another American international between the sticks. The back four is Alan Hutton, Ron Vlahar, Nathan Baker and Ali Sissoko, signed from Valencia in the summer, of course, had 19 games at Liverpool on loan last season. The midfield three is Tom Cleverley, Ashley Westwood and Kieran Richardson. And then in front of them, Charles Nzogbia, Gabby Agbonlahor and Christian Benteke. On the bench, Kieran Clark, Andreas Wyman, Joe Cole, Darren Bent, Carlos Sanchez, Matthew Loughton and Shea Gibbon, the experienced Irish international keeper. The man in the middle is Anthony Taylor from Cheshire. Did Everton's 2-0 win at West Brom earlier in the season and Villa's opening day victory at Stoke. Everton in the familiar blue and white, of course. Aston Villa in their changed colours today, the white shirts and the claret shorts. Right, Everton will attack the Park End goal in the first half. Everton looking for their first home win of the season. First Premier League home win of the season, that is.
I'm just looking at it, Al. Could it be, I know it's a kick-off, could it be 4-4-2? Naismith on the right, Barry McCarthy, Osman on the left, Batley.
Further forward with Lukaku.
I know it's just a kick-off.
No. We'll see. Sharpie will keep close watch on that. Anthony Taylor is all set to blow his whistle and get us underway at Goodison Park. Away we go, Everton kicking off, defending the Gladys Street goal in this first half at Goodison. Alcaraz is playing on the right side of defence with Jaggy Elker on the left, contrary to what we expected.
The game.
Throw into Everton on the Bullens Road side of the ground. Still 0-0, and we've played 3.5 minutes here at Goodison Park. Lukaku out to Baines. Baines with a chance to cross. It's a low one into the box. Osman! Shot blocked inside the penalty area, and then Barkley balloons the rebound over from just outside the penalty area. There's a slip inside the box there that led to that Osman chance.
I think it's actually Westwood with the block. It's a fantastic block as well. Down the left-hand side, Baines just picks Lukaku out. Osman goes on. Great block. Was it Westwood? I think it was.
Good defending. Here's Coleman. Balls with Everton halfway line. Gareth Barry in for Naismith. Barry again, back inside his own half. Play the cross to Phil Jagielka. And now Leighton Baines. Baines forward to Lukaku, who's got him behind the Villa defence. He just couldn't control it. Bounced off his chest and then kindly back for Aston Villa into the path of Guzan.
Well, that's the runs he's been making. This time it's Leighton Baines actually spotted it. Diagonal ball, he wasn't offside. Just couldn't get the control with his chest.
Yeah, just needed to chest it away from him and towards goal, really. Jagielka on the ball for Everton. Played out to the left-hand side for Leighton Baines. Chester have gone a goal down in the conference. They're at home to Alfreton today, so they'll hope to beat them.
Yeah, near
Chester
the
nil. Alfreton second from bottom, one. Corner Everton, their first of the afternoon. Conceded by Nathan Baker. Corner on the right-hand side, and Leighton Baines is going to come across and take for Everton.
A good run from Ross Bartley in behind Baker. First game back for Ross. Interesting to see where they last 90 minutes or not, but he started the game well.
Yeah, he certainly gives Everton that additional energy, doesn't he?
Now looking at Villa there, look set up, big team, big strong team.
Baines with the corner, he's played it to the corner of the box for Barkley, who gives it back to Baines. Back again it goes to Barkley. Barkley wraps one in, right footed, and the keeper forced to tip it behind for a corner. That was heading for the top corner of Brad Guzan's goal.
It was, we've got it over elaborated a little bit with too many passes, but eventually gets himself back to Ross Bartley. Just shifts the ball very quickly onto his right foot, and as you said, Al, that's going top corner. Good save from Guzan.
So another Everton corner. Baines plays it in short for Barry this time, and Baines gets the return pass. And down the right edge of the penalty area, he's going to have to cross right footed. He does, and it's headed out by Jagielka, the Everton skipper, from a Leighton Baines right footed cross. Phil Jagielka is becoming a potent goal scorer, having netted a late equaliser at Anfield in the Merseyside derby and scored for England on international duty. He now nets the opener for Everton against Aston Villa with a header from just inside the 6-yard box. 1-0.
As you said, what a fantastic ball from Leighton Baines. And I tell you what, it's Jagielka. I think it might be Benteke who's back there. And as you always say, centre forwards don't want to go back there and mark. You know, they're not the best defensively, but Jagielka, you know, as a centre forward there, you'd be proud of that. Gets across the defender and scores from about 4 yards out. Great play from Leighton Baines on his weaker right foot, but it was a fantastic delivery. No more than they deserve. They've been the better team.
Goal kick. Now it's delivery up towards Barkley. He's got the flick on well to Lukaku. Lukaku chest down. Plays it out to the right for Coleman. Coleman looking to take on Sissoko. Coleman's inside the penalty area. Back for Naismith. And his shot scuffed into the turf. Mishit really by Naismith, and it went wide of Guzan's left-hand side.
Yeah, it was a chance. I thought it got a deflection, but it was. It just miskicked it. There was an injury concern here to Aston Villa. It's Baker who's down injured.
Everton leading by a goal to nil.
headed away by Aston Villa and Clark. Here's Agbonlahor inside the Everton half, playing a ball crossfield towards Alan Hutton on the right-hand side as the visitors look for an equalising goal. And Hutton goes alone and hits one left-footer just wide of Tim Howard's right-hand post. Howard scrambling across, and it was a decent effort from the right-back.
It was. Lee Nordman pushes him inside. He goes past Lee Nordman too easy. It's a good effort from Hutton on his weaker left foot. Just trying to bend it in. Far post. It's not that far away.
Gareth Barry. Barry for Jagielka. Jagielka has Baines ahead of him. Here is Leighton Baines on the touchline on the far side, on the Bullens Road side of the ground. Here's Osman. Now Baines again. Across for Naismith just outside the penalty area. Naismith into the box himself and hits one left-footed, but it's blocked by Villa and sliced away and out for a throw-in on the far side.
Yeah, good play. Down the right-hand side as well. You know, Aston Villa looking at Nzogbia. He's having a go at one of his teammates. It was poor defending from him. He's still at it, Nzogbia.
Naismith, first-time ball inside for Osman, then to Coleman, and the ball deflects into the penalty area in the end, rather kindly for Villa. And Guzan.
He can run Hutton.
I was going to say, he's asking a bit much of Hutton there from the throw, Guzan, but he's done well. And Villa have got the ball forward into the penalty area. And McCarthy getting back to cover superbly well to concede a corner.
Yeah, it's fabulous play from James McCarthy, but with Hutton had a run on there. Leighton Baines had gone forward, it broke down. All of a sudden, they're breaking down the right-hand side. Hutton's got the legs, he's got the pace. It was a great intervention from James McCarthy. Gives away a corner.
Yeah, certainly read the situation well, McCarthy, and got back superbly well to defend. And it's a corner to Aston Villa with Everton leading 1-0. Westwood drives the corner in right-footed. Howard stays on his line. Benteke was able to rise and get something on it. It's a real scramble inside the six-yard box, and Howard eventually rises to fist the ball away.
Not happy with the linesman and officials. He was impeded as he went for it there.
I think he's saying he was blocked there. Mm-hmm. Tim Howard just inside the Villa half as Barkley lays it off for Barry. Gets a return pass. Ross Barkley out to the right-hand side for Seamus Coleman. Can Coleman get a ball into the penalty area? And he's drifted past Sissoko and then played it short for Naismith. Back for Coleman. Coleman's cross headed away by Kieran Clark. Coleman tries to pick up again and does. Manages to find McCarthy. Here's Gareth Barry. Naismith. Barry again. Square for Ross Barkley. Now McCarthy. 10 yards outside the box. His ball into Lukaku. Great flick for Osman. Osman thought he should have got a shot in. He tried to beat his man again, Ron Blair, but couldn't do so.
Yeah, it was a great spell of pressure from Everton. Great play, possession play. Just try to carve an opening out. I think Ozzy should maybe pull the trigger with his left foot. Took an extra touch. Opportunity was lost, but good play from Everton.
Here's Jagielka. Barry. Baines on that left-hand side. Baines with a low ball into Barkley just outside the penalty area. He's tried to get room for a shot. He's closed down, so he brings in Coleman. Coleman can hit this. Good save by the keeper, pushed away as far as Baines. Baines low across the penalty area, and it'll be picked up by Coleman again. Guzan having pushed the initial shot away. Everton still have the ball outside the Villa penalty area. McCarthy across for Barry. Good pressure from Everton. McCarthy across to Jagielka. Captain coming forward, playing it for Leighton Baines. Baines with a low ball in. Naismith can't get there. Westwood will try and get it away, or cleverly will get it away down that right hand side. He was fouled after the ball has gone.
No.
Free kick, says the referee.
Oh, there's a good spell of fish from Everton. Can you get the punters think of it? Nothing at the end of it, unfortunately, but good football.
Yeah, the one save from Brad Guzan in that little spell.
Yeah, comfortable save from him. You're right height for him, but, you know, it was a good move. Eventually fell to Seamus Coleman. Just trying to drive it across the goalkeeper. Keeper, you'd expect him to save that.
Baines with this corner, seconds away from the half-time whistle. Everton leading by a goal to nil. And Leighton Baines to deliver into the box. I say that, he played the previous two short. This time it does go into the penalty area, and it's headed away comfortably by Aston Villa. And that is the half-time whistle from referee Anthony Taylor. And the Blues going in at the break, leading by a Phil Jagielka goal that came in the 18th minute from a Leighton Baines right-footed cross from the right edge of the 18-yard box, and Jagielka was there to that net his second goal of the season. I think it's a deserved lead at half-time, although at times Villa have just had a little spell of possession and threatened on a couple of occasions. I suppose the closest they came was that Alan Hutton effort that just curled wide, but Everton themselves have only really forced Brad Guzan into one or two real saves.
Yeah, that's a disappointing thing, if anything. I think there's been lots of good play there. We deservedly, as you quite rightly said, gone ahead. You know, but again, we've kept the ball well without really, you know, testing Guzan. There's one save from Coleman. So apart from all our possession, we haven't really threatened the goal enough. You know, it's been neat and tidy. It's been pleasing on the eye. You know, but I just think we need to be more incisive. I thought Lukaku started the game well. Bartley started the game well, just kind of fell out of it a little bit, allowing them to come back into it. And as you said, Hutton went closest for them. You know, a decent effort, but you know, 1-0, the game's not dead. You know, that's why I like to think we can get the second goal and maybe relax a little bit more. But 1-0, and we're keeping the ball, all well and good, but one mistake kills us. So we've got to be on top of our game the second 45 minutes and try and add to that tally. Some of the play has been really, really good. Really, really good. Getting back to what it was last year. But again, not creating enough chances. A lot of possession, but need to create more and get that hopefully second goal.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back inside Goodison Park. About to get the second half underway here. That's referee Anthony Taylor's whistle, and Aston Villa have kicked off. Everton are attacking the Gladys Street goal in the second half, leading by a goal to nil. No changes at half-time. It's as you were. Howard with the ball inside his penalty area. His back four is Coleman, Jagielka, Alcaraz and Baines. McCarthy and Barry in front of them, and Naismith, Barkley, Osman and Lukaku completing the 11. Aston Villa did make one change in the first half. Kieran Clark coming on for the injured Nathan Baker. And Everton leading by the Jagielka goal that came in the 18th minute of the game. Here is Kieran Clark on the ball for Aston Villa. Out to the left for Sissoko. And inside for Tom Cleverley. McCarthy setting Everton on the way. Barkley with a ball forward to Lukaku. Lukaku inside the penalty area. Shot on goal! It's gone in underneath Brad Guzan. Lukaku getting the ball from Ross Barkley on the left-hand side of the penalty area. Got the ball out of his feet and struck a low one, left-footed, towards goal. And in truth, Brad Guzan should have saved it, but he got one hand on it, couldn't keep it out, and the ball trickled over the line, and Everton lead Aston Villa by 2-0.
Well, that's just a little bit of luck you need when you're going through a spell with Lukaku struggling for form. He's got that goal. Hopefully that'll spur him on to better things. He's got his goal. Good play from McCarthy initially. Wins the tackle, feeds Bartley. Bartley outside the foot. It's a little bit of luck. Ball just gets diverted into the path of Lukaku. Has to turn the defender. Gets his shot on target. Poor goalkeeping by the goalkeeper. But listen, who cares? We'll take it 2-0.
Baines for Barry. Played square inside to James McCarthy. Nothing outside of him to the right, really. McCarthy comes back to the left to use Barry. And then Pienaar for Baines. Barry once more. Inside towards Stephen Naismith. Now Pienaar. Barry, Pienaar again. Escaping Andreas Weimann. Foul by Weimann.
Great.
He just knew what he was going to do. Free kick taken quickly. Baines, low left footed ball in. And Seamus Coleman is the goal poacher inside the 6-yard box again. A quickly taken free kick. Leighton Baines clear down the left-hand side from one fullback to another. Baines the provider. Coleman the man to finish it off at the Gladys Street end for his third goal of the season. And Everton have wrapped up the 3 points with a third goal against Aston Villa.
Absolutely brilliant from the fullback. Again, Leighton Baines, presence of mind, quick little free kick. Looks up, plays it in a delightful position and and there's Seamus Coleman doing a good centre forwards to get across the defender and get a touch to make it three.
Everton defend here, and a Bonlaw shot saved by Howard, and the rebound off Baines back into the path of Tim Howard. Well, preserving his clean sheet.
Well, yeah, again, but it's a chance, it's a disappointing thing. He continues the ball into the box, just breaks on the back post. Probably too close to the goalkeeper, straight at him.
Oh, it's Samuel Eto'o now, he could set Gibson up here. He's played it into Gibson's path, Gibson's shot. Deflected behind for a corner. It's a good block in the end, really, by Kieran Clark.
Yeah.
Corner for Everton, and it'll be the final kick of the game, I think. In fact, no time to take it. Everton have beaten Aston Villa by 3-0 and have claimed their first home league win of the season and their second Premier League clean sheet of this campaign. A very, very important victory for Everton today. They are certainly back on track. It was a game that many came to Goodison Park hoping that Everton could find their form and get the 3 points, and they have done exactly that. They certainly deserve this victory today. Aston Villa not offering too much of a threat. Everton getting goals from Jagielka, Lukaku and Coleman to claim the 3 points and the first home league win of the season and maintain a very decent recent record against Aston Villa. Applause from the Evertonians inside Goodison Park. Three very important Premier League points, and that now lifts Everton away from the lower reaches of the Premier League table. A good win, undoubtedly, Graham.
Yeah, good win. Any win at home is good, or any win full stop is good, but I think it was really comfortable. I thought we got back to what we probably saw signs of last year in terms of general possession. We kept a little bit disappointed first half, but we didn't, you know, cause enough of a threat. The second, once we got the second goal from Lukaku, it was easy street from there. Villa, no ambition whatsoever for me. Never went to press as a team. They've got problems on that. I know they've had a couple of good results, but they were poor for me today. And I think in the end it was a really comfortable victory for Everton. Some good performances. Great to see Ross Barkley back. You know, he did really well today. An improvement from Lukaku as well. You know, Seamus Coleman back in the team, scores a goal. Fantastic. Another full-back to full-back combination. We score again. Leighton Baines, a hand in the goal. So, all in all, I think the manager will be delighted. And obviously, a clean sheet for the back four and Tim Howard. You know, so overall, a very satisfying afternoon against opposition who had to be beat. Don't get me wrong, never going to be easy, but it was comfortable in the end. I'd have to say that, really comfortable. Yeah, they had a couple of half chances, but overall, I thought we defended and controlled the game from start to finish without any real periods where I thought we're hanging on in here. So, all in all, a really comfortable, convincing 3-0 victory.
And your job, of course, to pick a Motor Range man of the match.
Well, it's harder this week because I think, you know, all good performances, you know, from 1 to 11 and the substitutes as well. You know, I talked before about Ross Barkley doing well, you know. Alcaraz did well, he's coming in the 7, never put a foot wrong. Okay, he wasn't up against a lot, but he still went through there. But Leighton Baines, I'm going to give it to James McCarthy again. But
I think that's where my pen is poised, Greg.
Okay then, so I must be right. But no, I just thought McCarthy and Barry were outstanding again, never put a foot wrong, never gave a pass away. I just thought McCarthy's energy levels, made a fantastic block, and I think it was in the first half. Getting back, so I thought again, energy levels, competitive, aggressive, you know, passed the ball well, and I thought he strolled it, to be fair. And I thought James McCarthy and Gareth Barry outstanding in the middle, but my Motor Range man of the match, for today's game, James McCarthy. Post-match.
It's a phenomenal feeling. We've been away for many, many games, and it felt really well just to walk into Goodison. It's one of those games, a full house, great atmosphere, great feeling of confidence. I thought the crowd has always been terrific. It's always good to get the, the scorelines that we need. But the reality is that some of the performances this season, they've been very, very good. And today was pleasant to get a clean sheet, to be able to control the game in the manner that we did, and having that composure of stopping the real threat that this Aston Villa has in the forward line. So all in all, a really, really good feeling that I thought the players deserved that at Old Trafford a couple of weeks back.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.